A report issued Tuesday by Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall concluded the Hoover police officer who shot and killed a young black man Thanksgiving night was justified. The officer shot 21-year-old Emantic E.J. Bradford Jr. at the River Chase Galleria Mall, mistaking Bradford for the gunman in an earlier shooting. Marshall spoke about the report with WBHM's Gigi Duban.
You note that Emantic E.J. Bradford Jr. was armed and initially ran toward the scene. But at the time the Hoover police officer shot him, Bradford was running away. He was shot three times from behind. So how is deadly force justified in that situation?
Well, first of all, I disagree with you that he's running away. In fact, what the evidence revealed is that he was running directly to two people that were on the ground, other innocent people that were in the mall armed with a weapon. And that is the perspective that the officer had when he saw Mr. Bradford turn, aggressive stance, headed the direction of people that were unarmed, and the officer made the decision that taking action with his firearm was what was going to ensure the safety of those people there.
Well, the report did say that Bradford did turn and run toward JCPenney away from the shooting, and he was shot and killed from behind.
He walked a few steps away from when the initial shooting took place, turned directly around, and then began pulling out his weapon, chambered his weapon, and then began heading toward individuals that were there that were otherwise unarmed.
Well, let's move on. People have been angry that this investigation has dragged on for more than 2 months. Why did it take so long?
Well, we knew Aaliyah was thorough. You saw that there were, I think, almost 50 individuals that had to be interviewed as part of this. There was forensic evidence that also had to be examined. And again, I would disagree with the assessment that the investigation has dragged on. In fact, I think they have worked diligently to get it done quickly. The main thing was to make sure that they were thorough. And then once they turned it over to us, we were making sure that we quickly were able to turn around what I think has been a very transparent reflection of the facts and the law and what we examined, as well as why we made our decision.
Now, the video of the shooting that's been released so far is no more than a few seconds worth. Does your office have any plans to release all of the video from that night?
Well, what we've released is what the Alabama State Bar has allowed us to release. If you recall, there are actually two separate matters that are involved here, one of which is the investigation relating to the current charges pending against Aaron Brown, who was the initial shooter, as well as the investigation into the shooting of Mr. Bradford. What the Alabama State Bar advised us was that we could not release because of potential prejudice to the claims that Brown is making in his case of self-defense. The portion of the video that occurred before the shooting took place, but in fact, to release only that portion that we've now released to the public to be able to review.
Now, the family of E.J. Bradford and the family's attorney have vowed to seek justice through the legal system. Attorney Ben Crump has called this a cover-up. How do you respond to that?
We've released an almost 30-page report along with the video that outlines witness statements, the evidence that we obtained, and the specific reasons, both factually and legally, as to how we reached our decision. So I think, in fact, quite the opposite is true, is that we have been very transparent, not only with the family, but also with the people of Hoover and Jefferson County and the state of Alabama as to what was discovered, why it was relevant, and the decision that was made.
One of the points where transparency has come into question is the identity of the Hoover police officer, which has yet to be released. Why keep that concealed at this point?
If any other individual were investigated by law enforcement and there was no determination that a crime was committed, that information wouldn't be public. There's no reason for an officer to be treated any differently. There's been a determination by both our office as well as the FBI that he engaged in no criminal misconduct, and there's no value obtained by the public in knowing his direct identity.
Even so, why would you not release the identity of that officer?
Because we're not going to treat him any differently than we would any other private citizen.
Would a private citizen's identity be under wraps all this time in the same situation?
It would not be under wraps. In fact, if an investigation was conducted and somebody had not done anything wrong, that information would not be disclosed as well.
Attorney General Marshall, is there anything else that you'd like to say about where we are with this investigation?
No, other than we continue to feel incredibly sorry for the family. I mean, they've lost a loved one, and I understand the significance of that loss. But the important thing for us was that we were required as an impartial agency to be able to review the facts and law and come to a conclusion. And at this point in time, the people of Alabama now have a chance to see why it is that we made that decision.
That's Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. We should note we reached out to the FBI to confirm Marshall's claim that they, too, concluded the officer engaged in no wrongdoing. We're still waiting to hear back. You can find a link to Marshall's report online at WBHM.org.